report you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. Remember, I'm the man you committed your life to be one with, for better or worse. And you agreed? I still agree. And, you know, then there's the obedience to Christ thing. But speaking of that, as you may be aware, I got an email from Erica Lee, actually two. And the obedience to Christ thing did come up. And obviously, because, you know, I have read Erica Lee's, a lot of Erica Lee's stuff. You know, I can see, obviously, there is a lot of hurt there. But see, my concern, I remember the one time I went to, she had gone back to Lexington, and I went and saw her, and I went with her to a church service. I don't know where we were at the time, but I went with her, it was a church that she was, I think, singing in a choir or something of that nature. And, you know, I was very polite then. they were pretty pathetic in the sense of, it seemed that obedience to Christ was secondary. It was more of a social club, which I've seen, obviously, more and more as I've tried to mature as a follower of Christ. But it seems that she was grabbing to the institution, and clearly from the content of her email, you know, the idea of a professional and so forth, you know, it's like arguments that you know, one of the great examples, because it's not my field, it's something I watch, observe, I find fascinating, but it's not my field. There's a group called Thunderbolts Project, thunderbolts.info, and they proponents of what's called the electric universe theory. Makes absolute sense to me. And it has to be belittled because it gets rid of the Big Bang. It explains why the sun works the way it does, because, you know, there's so much evidence that the description of the sun as a thermal nuclear reactor, it doesn't work. They explain why we have these big craters in the moon and so forth. A lot of wonderful stuff. It's really fascinating. But one of the things they point out is the idea of institutionalized science. And so the thing I embrace about that, or the thing I find fascinating, is somebody else is pointing to the reason institutionalized science exists is because it's not based on science, it's based on paychecks. And you'll see the same thing with the medical field, big time. It's not based on evidence, it's based on paychecks. And when you can tell people we're doing something because we're trying to take care of people and get good paychecks because of it, but you don't look at the underlying evidence, you know, like the, you know, third leading cause of death is properly prescribed medicine. We don't want to look at that. When you look at, you know, I did the thing on the CDC. When you look at their data about wearing masks, it's propaganda. It's not science. They say we're scientific. But you look at the evidence that they present, there was like 26, 28 documents or whatever. Not a single shred of evidence in that pointing to the fact that masks help. Nothing. When you look at people who've actually done serious studies, they point out that masks don't help and potentially cause problems. The dental field is apparently making money hand over fist right now because people wearing masks is hurting their teeth. But anyway, there's so many things like that. The objective is making money. The institutional church is the same way. Because you can be, you know, it's the unrighteous manager. You see in the scripture. That is exactly a description of what it is to be part of the institutional church. Because you can do the soft, easy job. And you cut people slack by saying, oh, your sins are forgiven because I've decided they are. And it's the same thing. And then what is the, yes, so you can they will welcome you. Welcome you where? Into eternity. Yeah, into hell. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, see, these things concern me. Because you see, again, in the, you know, the electric universe area, in you know, which goes against the evolution stuff, the medical fields, the institutional church, it's paycheck, it's ego and things of the nature that drive people, not evidence. And that concerns me. And it concerns me because one of the things I've stated, I'm sorry I'm getting long. One of the things I've stated is that the reason MetaView will probably not respond to me, you know, they did send me the two emails, 100% identical, callous, short emails, kind of like what Chris Bitterman did. No, not kind of like, exactly what Chris Bitterman did. And the thing that I find troubling is this is what my family's in. They can't engage me because if they engage me, they know that I'm going to bring up, excuse me, why do you proclaim Christ but not obey Christ? You don't want to address that question. That's why they send the police, because I don't want to address that question. That's why they are cold and callous and don't respond. That's why I've gone to the point of sending out DVDs. That's why the videos on BitChute and YouTube and so forth. And that's why I will continue to do this over the coming weeks, even more so, because I got to break through the liars at the CDC, the liars at the higher education, the scientific community, the liars in the institutional church. Did I say that already? Anyway, because these people are bound to their paychecks, their egos. But I'm a follower of Christ. Jim Cross used to claim that. I don't know what he claims now. My wife used to claim that. I don't know what she claims now. I want to point my kids to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the command of Deuteronomy 6 that I keep pointing to. Because that's what love is. And I'm not giving up. I am concerned for my Erica Lee when she wrote those emails. Because what I don't know is how much of this is her hurting. Is there an issue or something that's happening and she's reaching out? Love engages. And she specifically says she's not going to engage. Love engages. So to Eric Lee and to any of my kids, to my wife, to Jim Cross, to the elders at MetaView and Covenant, to anybody, I do it with people here. We had a phenomenal discussion today about dealing with people who have weighty sins as baggage. And so many people try to, we're gonna stay away from those kind of people. I engage those people now. You know, I engage people with numerous casual sexual relationships. I engage felons. I engage people who the world has simply thrown away because they're human beings created in the image of God. And the issue is MetaView doesn't think I am, obviously. Nor does my family, nor does Jim Cross. Because it's better for them to say, we're going to put up this wall because if we let him in, he might point out that we're frauds. And we don't want that to happen. I'm a flawed man. One other thing. I'm sorry, I'm really long. One other thing. Eric Lee talked about the run for office. See, the issue is, I was never really challenged on why. It was, oh, maybe you're not qualified, or you don't have enough money, or this, that, or the other kind of things. Not, look at the scripture. What you're doing is wrong. Because what I did was not, I lost and I'm hurt. No, what I did was wrong. What I did was wrong. It was not an obedience to Christ. I point to, you know, Deuteronomy 17 and most importantly, 1 Samuel 8. I describe myself now unabashedly as an anarchist. Anarchist has been, the word has been shifted to mean somebody who promotes violence. That's a distortion of the word. That's like saying ecclesia means the institutional church. That's a distortion of the word. Anarchist is an without head, archy, without a head, a leader. The objective, I will contend with anybody who wants to, and I have, that the Bible clearly states we are not to have a human leader. We're not to place a human leader above us. We are to submit to those who are there, but we're not called. We do not place leaders in front of us voluntarily. If we do, we are rejecting God. That's his words. And if we do that, he says, when we call on him, he will not respond. It's abundantly clear. What I did in running for office was not a failure in my part. It was wrong. It was a sin. That's the difference. And you engage people on that. You offer rational dialogue on that. And then, of course, you repent. Obviously, on that, I have. Repentance is a big deal. There's been a lot of things I've repented on. I would like to share this more fully with my family. I would like to share in repentance and reconciliation with my family to anyone, younger or older, my kids, grandkids, other relatives, and most especially my wife. I'm not coming here and saying, I've got it right. I am the man who can tell you all things. I'm a follower of Christ, though. And I will celebrate with those who celebrate with me in obedience to Christ. And to contend for the faith so we can correct each other, because I've been corrected by many. I want my family back. I will not compromise on obedience to Christ to do it. And if you think I should, obviously, we don't serve the same Lord. But I'm hoping, at least for some, that we do, especially my lady. I love you. I'm sorry for the long voicemail, but I love you. And I needed to let my family know about these things. Dorothy Jane, my lady, and Erica Lee, and Brant and Leo, and Jack, and Tirza, and Julia, and Isaac, and Charlotte, and George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. They're a list of names. And again, those people in Dagestan, that little girl in Dagestan, I know her better than my own kids. That shouldn't be. Please send me pictures. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.